Although we explained that Bederech Chlal, we live B'Sholem, in our history, we live B'Sholem together with the Arabs. But from time to time, there were tremendous sorrows that we had from the Arabs. One of these times was in the time of the Rambam. The Rambam lived in Spain together with his mishpacha. His father was from the biggest Talmidei Chachamim that was found in Spain at that time. And there came about in northern Africa a group of Arabs. And these Arabs started a campaign. And the campaign basically was against other Arabs because they claimed that the Arabs had gone away from the true path of Mohammed, living a life that was seeped in Gashmias and not having a spiritual type of a life. And they blamed the Eden for this also. They said that we were sort of their partners in seeing to it that they should go away from the type of a life that Mohammed had wanted for these people. And so they started a campaign, a campaign of Shmad Rahman al-Utslan, went through northern Africa and ultimately came into Spain. As a result of this, the Rambam and his mishpacha, his father and his whole mishpacha, ran away from Spain and for years was on the road, going from place to place, running away from these Sinim. Ultimately, they went to the city of Fez in northern Africa, and there the Rambam wrote different letters. We have those letters, Igeres Hashmad, and one of the letters that the Rambam wrote is a famous letter called Igeres Taimon. Igeres Taimon, he wrote to the Eden living in Yemen, and the purpose of the letter was the Eden living in Yemen went through terrible situation of Shmad Radifus from the Arabs, and they wrote to the Rambam that, you know, what's going on? How could it be that there should be a nation that's so powerful that they're able to give us so much tzaras? So in there, and then there was another issue there that one of the people living in Yemen claimed that he was Mashiach. And so the Rambam writes this letter in order to be machanech the people in Yemen how to deal with their tzara. In there, the Rambam talks about the tzara that we have from Yishmael. And the statement that he says is, V'le'amda klal al Yisrael uma yaisa meira mimena. Klal Yisrael, in this vast gullus that we're going through, hasn't faced another nation that is worse to us than Yishmael. And he goes on and on describing the tzaras that we have from Yishmael. Now one might think that perhaps this was the Rambam in his time or up to his time, but now, after the people living, we who live in the European countries, and we've seen the tzaras that we've had in Gezeiras Tachtat, or in the Crusades, or up into our present time, so perhaps the tzara now is greater. But that can't be, because the Rambam brings a raya from the Pasuk, that the tzara from Yishmael is the worst tzara. And he says that David HaMelech, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him all of the tzaras that Klal Yisrael is going to face in the future, so he says, Loi tzark, v'loi hilo, v'loi bikesh tshua al loshein ha'uma, zulay simalchus Yishmael. The one that he asked for Yeshua from specifically was the Malchus of Yishmael. So from there, the Rambam proves that the tzara from Yishmael is the greatest tzara. Amar, and he said, Oya li gigarti meshech shachantim ohale Kedar. And the Rambam explains that Kedar, we know from the Psukim, was one of the children of Yishmael. And the reason that he talks specifically about this child of Kedar is because he says that Mohammed himself claims that he comes from Kedar. Because from the Yichus that he himself claims that he has, he claims that he comes from the child of Yishmael, the child of Kedar. And once again, this is the one that David HaMelech points out is the one that's going to give us the greatest tzara. So we see the Rambam as being a raya from the Pasuk that this is where the greatest Tzara is going to come. So obviously this is Negeya for Dairei Dairis. And the Rambam tells us how we should go about dealing with the Bnei Yishmael. And it's interesting because when it comes to dealing with the Goyim, so we know how to, we have an oifen where the Torah tells us of how we have to deal with the Bnei Esav. We know we have to learn Parshas, beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, the way Yaakov Avinu dealt with Esav, L'dayim, L'tfilav, L'melchama. But it seems that that has to do with Esav. When it comes to dealing with Yishmael, the Rambam is telling us that there is a different kind of a Mesaira, of, and a specific kind of Mesaira, of how to deal with Yishmael. And the Rambam quotes the Pasuk from the Navi, and he says, V'ani kecheresh lo eshma v'chi'ilim lo yiftach piv. That when it comes to dealing with Yishmael, so you have to keep quiet. Just don't open your mouth. And he says that this is what it means when Chazal tell us, Shenizbol shikrei ha-Yishmaelim b'chzavam v'nishma v'nidayim. We have to listen and we have to be quiet. He says that's what Chazal teaches, and we'll soon see where he sees us in Chazal. And he says that Chazal teaches this when it comes to the children of Yishmael. The Pasuk tells us that the children, one of the three of the children of Yishmael are Umishma, Veduma, Umasa. And the Rambam says that these three children are really a remez to the fact of Shma, Vedaim, Visa. Listen, be quiet, and just carry it as a burden. And we don't have this in the Gemara any place, but it's interesting because perhaps the Rambam got it from the Targum Yonason, because the Targum Yonason, when it comes to these names of the children of Yishmael, translates these names. So it would seem that there was such a, that perhaps this is where the Rambam had this Messiah from, or perhaps he had a different Messiah, that the names of the children of Yishmael were in order to teach us this is the way that we have to deal with Bnei Yishmael. And the Rambam goes on further to say, Kfar hilgalnu atzmeinu, we got used to the fact, G'doylu muktanim, the greatest and the smallest, Lizbol hachanosam, that we have to tolerate it, we have to take it, we have to be quiet, and we have to take everything that they do to us and not say anything. And it's fascinating what the Rambam says afterwards. The Rambam says that anything that we're going to do in order to make peace with them, Ya'iru aleinu milchama v'cherev, that's going to cause, to bring on us milchama v'cherev. And once again, he proves this in the pasuk, K'mei she'amar David, ani shalom, v'chi adaber, and when I speak about shalom, heimele melchama, they go to do melchama. So obviously the Rambam is teaching us that it's not only the way to deal with him in the Rambam's time, when the Rambam went through the Tzara, but this is for the Asid also, this is the way to deal with Yishmael. And then the Rambam says something that it would seem is literally divrei nevi'is. Because the Rambam says, V'chol she'ken kishinis oirer koyach v'nis po'er lehem b'melucha, if we are going to be boastful to them, and we are going to be boastful with a melucha, with a kingdom, having our own government, b'shtus u'v'chazov, doing this foolishly, she'oz nimsar atzmeinu lamoves, Rachmanu Litzlan. We will, by doing that, we will cause ourselves to be given over Lamoves, Rachmanu Litzlan. So, once again, we see here from the Rambam that the Rambam is teaching us the Tzara from Yishmael is a terrible Tzara. But Lo'id, there is a special mahalach of how to deal with the Tzara that we have from Yishmael. And if we think that we're ever going to make peace with them, so we have to know that such a thing is never going to happen.